you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now, praise God, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Amen and amen. That is a way to start off a radio program. Amen. That's from Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Friend, how are you doing today? Happy Thursday. This is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, and I'm the friends part. I'm not the Mark part. Yeah, my name is Joey Kroll. Yes, I hope you are having a good week. I woke up this morning, and I woke up with a headache. You ever have one of those mornings where you just wake up and you're like, oh, no. This is not a good way to start off the day. Well, that's me today, so just bear with me today, okay? Just bear with me. We'll get through it together. Amen? That's right. Hey, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can always just check out our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. But coming up on Saturday, our good friends, the Servant Quartets, they're actually going to be in St. Joseph Saturday night at 6:30 Central Time, of course, at Kolb Park. They're going to be performing some of their great songs. Servant Quartets going to be in concert Saturday night in St. Joseph at 6:30 at Kolb Park. It's a free event. Bring a lawn chair, cooler, just kick back, relax, have some great worship music and so forth. You can find out more about this by visiting our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org, and you've been hearing it for the last, what, week or so, this shooting in Colorado. Everybody's been talking about it, and just hearing the news when I woke up that morning, it reminded me, as a Christian, as a leader in the church, that we provide hope to the world as believers. I'm so grateful for ministries like Great News Radio, who proclaims the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ, who can provide hope for the hurting. You know, we hear so many times here at the radio station that, you know, you played that one song at the right exact moment. For me, God spoke to me through that teacher, that preacher, that program. Adventures in Odyssey was a blessing to me when I needed to hear it, and just all of that. And it's so funny how awesome God is. Amen. Just how he can use a 3 or 4 minute song to let you know that he hasn't forgotten about you. I love that. So friend, if you have some extra time and you would love to donate some of your time or resources to Great News Radio, feel free just to give us a call or just let us know you're praying for us. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or you can even give online at greatnewsradio.org. Well, we're doing it just a little bit different today. Each Sunday here on Great News Radio, we have a program that I host called Sunday Worship. You can hear that on WGNN at 7 a.m. and again at 8:30 p.m. and also on WGNJ at 8:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. Central Time, again on Sunday for Sunday Worship. And it's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, encouragement, devotions for the entire program. It's all Christ-centered, all saturated in the Word of God. So I thought, you know, if you haven't heard the program yet, I would love to give you a small taste of what that program is all about right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. So we're going to call this Thursday Worship on Great News Radio. Yeah, you're listening to Great News Radio. Well, happy Thursday. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Joey Kroll, and today we're changing it up just a little bit, promoting the program Sunday Worship, which can be heard right here on Great News Radio each and every Sunday morning and again Sunday night, both on WGNN and WGNJ. And if you've never heard of it, well, we're going to give you a sample of what that program is all about right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, we're taking a look at Depending on God as our devotion today here on Great News Radio. Have you ever said, I just can't do it? I can't do it. I'm too inadequate about that. Have you ever spoken those words when faced with a task that seems too great or overwhelming? I don't know about you, but I have. Absolutely. Perhaps you've been offered a promotion at work, but you're afraid that you're not skilled enough. Maybe you've been asked to teach a Sunday school class, but fear that you don't know the Bible well enough. Often the thing that God lays out before us is bigger than we are. Amen? See, the good news is that it isn't about our goodness. It's not about our strength. It's not about our wisdom. In fact, the opposite is true. God chooses those who are inadequate in and of themselves so that the ultimate glory goes to us. No, it goes to Him. See, you know, when we serve out of our weakness and God's strength, it's obvious to everyone that the power of the Holy Spirit and not the strength of or wisdom of man has accomplished great and wonderful things.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in heaven, scorned by the ones He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. The precious blood of Christ.
listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're giving you a small taste of Sunday Worship, which is a program that can be heard here on Great News Radio on WGNJ at 8:30 in the morning, and again at 7:30 at night Central Time on Sunday, and on WGNN at 7 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Sunday as well. That's why it's called Sunday Worship. So if you've never heard of that program, we're just giving you a small taste of what it's all about. It's about scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And our devotion today is about depending on God. See, each and every day, as you go about your own business, acknowledge that you can't do it. You can't. There's no way. There's no way. But God can. Amen. Put your dependence completely on God for His strength, His wisdom, and His goodness, not your own. Throw yourselves into the arms of Jesus and ask Him to carry you as you do the work that He has called you to do. And as you begin to see success, oh, success, don't forget that God is the one who strengthens you, provides the ability for you to do the work, gives you favor, and opens doors. It isn't about you, but about the God who deserves all the glory and all the honor. He is the one who should be acknowledged in the midst of your success. Focusing on depending on God, right here on Great News Radio.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Listening to Great News Radio, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Today we are focusing as a devotion on depending on God, giving you a small taste of what Sunday Worship, the program Sunday Worship, is all about, which can be heard each and every Sunday here on Great News Radio. And we're focusing on depending on God. James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. The source of our wisdom should be coming from the heavenly realms, from God. In 1 Corinthians, I think, 2nd chapter, Paul was saying, "And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you about the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise or persuasive words, but with the demonstration, come on now, of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." Focusing on depending on God on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and you're thinking, hang on, it sounds a little bit different today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It sounds like they're playing a little more music, a little more devotions in between the songs. Yeah, we're changing it up just a little bit today, promoting the program Sunday Worship, which can be heard each and every Sunday right here on Great News Radio. And it's a program about scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, too. And giving you a small taste of what that program is all about. So yeah, just changing it up just a little bit today, but we were focusing on our dependence on God, how we need to depend on God, which is so hard to do when you think you know it all. Amen? What do we think? We know it all. I got it, God. Just have a seat. You know, I got it. I know what I'm doing here. Hard to do. But the more we practice it, the easier it's going to be. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you on this Thursday. And I do hope you can join me for Sunday worship on Sunday, of course, here on Great News Radio. Don't forget Mark Burns coming up tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I love Friday. Actually, I love Thursday because it prepares me. It reminds me that the next day is Friday. That's right. So Mark Burns is going to be spending some time with you for the Friday edition tomorrow of Mark and Friends. Well, friend, in the meantime, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.